Hey, you're stuck in traffic with Wolf Grolick, a couple minute riff on IT and IT security. Dropping off a car at the rental place, very carefully reading the agreement, right? Because that's what you do. That's totally what you do. That's not what I do. You ever look at those disc profiles? I was like, high D, compliance. Never do I get a high C. I'm like, what the heck? I really want to be the compliant guy. Because policies are important. Standards are important. Just not necessarily my thing, I guess. But it is important to roll those out in a way that does get compliance. It is important to roll those out in a way that is supportable and defensible and whatnot. And today, I want to leave you with three ways I've seen it work and some pros and cons. So, way number one, you write your standard. And the standard is exactly what you do. And the policy is exactly how you do it. And that's it. It's accurate. It's holistic. Auditors love this because it can be assessed, and this is what happens. Okay, we can give you credit for it. IT and IT security people are good. I know exactly what I'm supposed to do and how to do it. Awesome. Downside of that is there's no aspirational, right? There's no here's where you should get to. Here's what you should have. And as a matter of fact, most policies and standards that follow this model oftentimes are missing a whole lot of language that they get beat up on in audits. That's number one. Number two is, and for the longest time I thought it was just these two. Number two is, you write really aspirational standards, and knowing that a lot of it is not being met, knowing that it's going to get beat up on if you actually go ahead and do a technical assessment, but at least from the auditor perspective, hey, you checked all the boxes, you're doing all the right things. Even though you're not doing it right. That's okay. It's better because now you've set the high bar. I have concerns there in terms of due diligence and due care because you know for a fact you're not meeting that bar. Number three is, third way, and this is the way I prefer to do it, is you write the standard, you write the policy, and the standard says thou shalt for everything you're doing, and it is recommended for everything you should do. So it's very clear what is being done and what is the aspirational stuff that you should aim for with new projects. That I like because it's very clear to say, in auditor, you can check here and look, we are aiming to do these other things. We're aware of it. But if you're an IT guy, you're not like, oh yeah, all the standards, no one follows them. You're aware of the goal that you're trying to get to. And then you slowly move that recommended stuff up into required stuff. This is similar to what a lot of the standards-based agencies do. Fourth one that I've seen is standards are all aspirational or a mix of aspirational and actual. Right? Here's everything we should be doing so everyone knows. And the actual policies define what we really are doing. So standards is everything in total, in sum, that should be done. So you can hand that standard doc off to someone who's building a new system. The policies are actually very, very tightly geared to just what you're doing, so you can manage that due care. Which one of these four is right for your organization is going to depend on your culture, going to depend on your customers, going to depend on the audit requirements. But know that those are four different options you have so that you can pick the right one and you can maintain your standards and policies and show people the way to build better systems. That's it. I better get out of this car. Cheers.